fun and info. Finfo. Or would that be funfo? Either way, it's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science. Here are Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
Well, here's the deal. It's another let's turn something on its head. It's a fat. Yes, I'm saying it's a fat, and it's been proven to protect against heart disease because, boy, I still run into folks, Dr. Weiss, every single day that think low fat is heart healthy. And I think the studies are piling up. Sorry, I just hit my mic there with my hand. So if you felt a big boom or heard a big boom, that was my fault. But fats are good for you. Would you concur?
Yeah, I think Udo Rasmussen, his book, probably 30 years old at this point, Fats That Heal, Fats That Kill. The problem with fats is they're good or bad. There is no neutral other than, you know, lard or the saturated animal fat to cook with, or butter is sort of neutral. Butter actually has some other things like butyrates in it, which are good for you because it's not super bad for you. But when we look in the world of plant oils, once they convert over, and you're talking about smoke point and things like that, once they convert over, they become trans, and trans cause heart disease and cancer.
Right.
And an olive oil cold on a salad prevents, in my opinion, heart disease and cancer. You heat it up a little bit, and it not even doesn't have to be a lot, and boom, and now it causes it. There's no food I know that's so finicky. I mean, finicky's the word, right?
Well, and okay, and I think I was remiss because I started just talking about fat in general, but I want listeners out there to understand that we're talking about a new fat that is being touted as a superfood, and yes, hailed by Dr. Oz himself, so people are knowing about it, that's for sure. We're talking about red palm fruit oil, okay? And so this actually is an oil that I'm actually very, very interested in, and I'll say actually again, because it does have the advantage of not only just having a neutral flavor, because a lot of times people, you know, with the use of coconut oil, the medium chain triglyceride that has been really, I think, reaching celebrity status, every time they cook with it, everything just tastes like coconut. But this is something that has a neutral flavor and a high smoke point, okay, relative to other fruit and vegetable oils, which makes it great for cooking because it doesn't turn, as you said, into that trans, okay? So here's the thing. Bruce Wilde, he writes that although red palm oil is a fat, it has been shown to protect against heart disease, and studies have shown that palm oil can reduce plaque buildup in the arteries. And we know that plaque buildup is caused by mostly inflammation in that endothelium, that's the arterial wall, and that antioxidants and anti-inflammatories are the key to preventing that. And this oil, not only neutral, has a high smoke point, but is super duper high in beta carotene, that red color, that beta carotene. Unbelievable.
And we're talking about smoke point. This is the critical area. We're looking for plant oils that don't convert to trans with heat. That is what we're talking about, the smoke point. If you take olive oil, you put it in a pan and it smokes a little bit, boom. It is trans. It is now dangerous. It is now bad for you. Red palm oil, you can heat it to a higher temperature before it starts to smoke, making it more available for foods like cooking an omelet, for example, where you need a little bit of butter. Now you can use a little red palm oil. You can use it at lower temperatures. You can use higher temperatures and cook things effectively with it. Food is medicine. Food is medicine. Food is medicine. You take the canola, you throw it away, you start using things like red palm oil. Can that be why you're the first one in your family that doesn't have heart disease and heart attack? You absolutely bet. It is all about the habits. Now, Holly, this palm oil, is it going to be a fad, or do you think it's going to stick around?
Well, here's the thing. I think that I even want us to be very, very cognizant of how we put things out there, because I don't want it to be a fad. Just have it sort of find its way into somebody's kitchen, into somebody's diet, and stay there. Just keep it there. I think that's one of the most important things, is to just have it in the repertoire. You know, I mean, especially especially, well, I should say this about red palm oil. I know that sustainability is a big question with palm oil. Okay, on top of being a superfood, you know, oil is, it's a good starting point for biodiesel. Okay, that sounds good, right? Biodiesel. But the reality has been mixed, as palm oil plantations are threatening the habitat of critically endangered species, like the, Sumatran tiger, all right? So, you know, we think about these larger issues as well. Now, the Roundtable on the Sustainable Palm Oil is working together with the Malaysian government. I have to say that because the Malaysia is the second largest producer of this red palm oil, and the government has committed to preserving 50% of its total land area as forest. So make sure that when we're buying this, when we're thinking about having this in our kitchen and in our repertoire for cooking, to buy sustainable palm oil, check for RSPO approval, okay? That's RS, that's the Roundtable on Sustainable Palm Oil. I wanted to get that out there because I think it's really important. Once you said that, hey, is this going to be a fad? Sometimes people, if they hear this, especially on shows like Dr. Oz, they go for it, they go quickly, and we don't think about the sustainability or what we're going to do to the environment while getting something in that's good for us.
Yeah, and where we're getting that is red palm oil is the number one, it's not common in the U.S., but in Asia, it's the number two consumed oil. But now as it gets ready to go into the U.S., if it blows up, they will literally start to mow down rainforests, these poor communities, in order to build this stuff. So now here it is, you're dropping a dollar off at the World Wildlife Fund to preserve the land, and you're using palm oil, which doesn't. Holly and I are influenced greatly by a gentleman named Dr. Chris Killam. He's not a doctor. He should be. We should give him an honorary doctorate. It's ridiculous. But Chris Killam, television shows like Medicine Hunter, things like that, he's the guy who wants to help the world move back to plant-based medicines along with food as medicines, but in a way that sustains the earth. He's the best in the world at it. Happens to be very funny. Has a great personality with it. Chris has several TV shows and things. He's left that impression on us that just don't talk about the new exciting product. Talk about what they're doing to keep it in a sustainable manner. It has to be both because we're dependent on the earth for these medicines. All the new medicines in the world are still sitting out there in those rainforests. We want to still go find them, and we want to protect the beauty of the wildlife as well. It's very easy for these fads to damage the earth. And if this isn't going to be a fad, if red palm oil replaces the canola, which it should, Holly, or in the sunflower, and where it replaces these things. If it does that kind of stuff, then we need to make sure that we don't destroy the people's, you know, native cultures as well. We're doing it.
Yeah, so I think, you know, it's really important to get information out there like that. But listen, you know, I think that because of the nutrient content, I mean, the red palm fruit oil contains 15 times more beta carotene than carrots and 30 times more than tomatoes. I think that with the vitamin E, okay, the tocotrienols that are involved in red palm fruit oil, they're also associated with improved blood lipid profiles. So we're looking at more comprehensive cardiovascular prevention than anything else. And once again, in an oil, in a fat, but a good fat. But as we look more consciously about our choices and not be myopic in them, there are ways that we can do things and do them right. So once again, I want to tell you this. If you're going to buy palm oil, buy the sustainable palm oil, check for the RSPO approval, okay? The RSPO approval, and that's what we're talking about. Getting it right. Always 360 in all ways. That's what we want to do because it makes us feel better inside and out.
Yeah, and I'm curious if it's going to be good on salads. I'm going to go get myself some.
Well, being the neutral taste, you know what I have found?
Yeah.
Is that if you use particular spices, it's kind of like the tofu effect where it picks up the flavoring that you actually put on the salad itself.
Yeah,
so using spices, it's a carrier. Exactly. It's a carrier oil for our taste buds. So we're talking about superfood alert, not a spoil alert, superfood alert, red palm oil, red palm fruit oil, but make sure if you're going to buy it, and you should, you got to get it sustainable, the RSPO approval, okay? RSPO.